Christmas Day will mark the official debut of a movie titled Concussion. It tells the story of Dr. Bennett Omalu, a pathologist who immigrated to the U.S. from Nigeria. He found evidence of damage related to trauma in the brain of former Pittsburgh Steeler Mike Webster, who died at the age of 50.
I found a disease that no one has ever seen. Repetitive head trauma chokes the brain.
The NFL does not want to talk to you.
No proof was presented today because there simply isn't any.
They have to listen to us. This is bigger than they are.
I don't really watch football much anymore.
That's Peter Landisman, who directed the movie.
I know Will hasn't watched a game all season, and I think a lot of people who see this movie feel the same way.
The Will to whom Peter Landisman refers is Will Smith, whom you just heard as Dr. Bennett Omalu. Landisman says Omalu is the reason he wanted to make the film.
This is a movie that takes on an enormous corporation, an enormous cultural fabric. You know, it's part of the American tapestry, you know, NFL football. But at the end of the day, it's a story about a man and his journey. And I stay true to him, and he keeps me honest as a storyteller.
Dr. Omalu examined Mike Webster's brain in 2002. Shortly thereafter, he published his findings and his conclusions about the relationship between the head trauma suffered by football players and diminished brain function, mood swings, violent outbursts, and suicides. Meanwhile, he found the same damage in the brains of various other former players. A powerful scene in Concussion establishes the league's position.
They don't want to talk to you. Football does not want to talk to you.
Look, the league has kept everyone in the dark, and you turned on the lights and gave their biggest boogeyman a name.
What's happening now? What you think they're doing to you, that's nothing.
Lots of football fans didn't want to know what Dr. Omalu had learned. Likewise, some of the players. Concussion dramatizes the attempts, both subtle and direct, to ruin the messenger who'd brought the bad news and frighten Omalu and his wife.
Bennett was followed. He was pursued. Very often he would come down to his parking lot and find all four tires of his car punctured. Happened a number of times. They were terrified they'd be deported. He was essentially chased and hounded out of Pittsburgh, took a job in rural California. They had no allies. They had nowhere to turn.
A few of the people who've attended screenings of Concussion have accused Landisman of over-dramatizing some events and inventing conversations that may not have taken place. Landisman makes a distinction between filmmaker and historian.
To me, you know, what's great about filmmaking is you could tell the story in many ways. It's more truthful because you're not bound by data and ones and zeros and pure information.
Thus, Landisman didn't hesitate to include in the film a dramatic confrontation between Dr. Omalu and Dave Duerson, a former NFL player who testified before Congress in 2007 that there was no evidence of a connection between repetitive head trauma and brain injury. In the scene, Omalu has been prohibited from presenting his evidence in a meeting Duerson is attending. Duerson tells him to go back to Africa and get away from our game. In 2011, Dave Duerson shot himself in the chest. He was 51. He'd been plagued by confusion, bankruptcy, and self-destructive acts. He left a note directing his family to give his brain to the researchers studying CTE, and they found the condition. The impact of scenes like Dave Duerson's suicide has not been lost on former players who've seen the film. Sports Illustrated staff writer Emily Kaplan watched Concussion with 70 of those men. Afterwards, she spoke with 47-year-old former linebacker Keith McCants in the lobby of the theater.
He was really emotional. He was kind of hunched over on this bench over a cane, and there was tears streaming down his face, and he went on this little bit of a rant where it ended saying, look, I realize after watching this movie that we were paid to give concussions. We were paid to kill people, and if I had known that, I wouldn't have put on the jersey.
Kaplan herself is a football fan, but she too found the movie powerful and convincing.
You do see things that really disturb you. Here's a doctor, and they tried to discredit him because they, being the NFL, didn't like the research he had or didn't want to believe it. And according to this movie, the NFL used every means possible. They claimed he was an outsider. They tried to discredit his education because he was a Nigerian immigrant. And whereas this man, Dr. Bennett Omalu, all he wanted to do was find the truth. And I think one of the things that you walk away with is saying sometimes it does take an outsider to discover something like this.
This particular gruesome something has been in the news for some time. Thousands of former players sued the NFL for failing to warn them of the dangers about which the league knew, and the NFL has settled with many of them at a cost of hundreds of millions of dollars. Those developments have not made football any less popular, at least as measured by attendance and television ratings. But having seen the impact of concussion on some of the former players, Emily Kaplan wonders how long that will be the case.
Sometimes we don't believe it until we see it. And sometimes when it's offered in this mass media market and it's going to be in trailers and in movie theaters on Christmas and billed as this thing that you must see with your family with Will Smith, then maybe it will finally hit home.
Months ago, the New York Times reported that Peter Landesman had toned down concussion to avoid objections from the NFL. In fact, he left out a particularly dramatic story. It happens that when he came to the U.S., Dr. Amalu was accompanied by a young cousin named Amobi Okoye, who eventually played football at the University of Louisville. He was drafted by the NFL at the same time Dr. Amalu was making his discoveries. Amalu urged his cousin to find another line of work, but the cousin said the money was too good.
Well, Okoye went on to some sort of good but not spectacular career with the Texans. Last year, spent 3 months in a coma because of a head injury from football, woke up from the coma, and went back to playing football with the Dallas Cowboys. So this entire ordeal was in the movie, and it's just too much. It was too rich. Audiences didn't believe it. So, look, you know, being a filmmaker is also deciding what to leave out.
I've seen the movie. It doesn't feel as if anybody intimidated the director. Landesman denies that he softened the presentation, and he doubts the league will contest the truth of what he's made.
The NFL, no, I haven't heard from them at all, and I'm not checking the tires of my car either, not yet.
Let us hope, in the spirit of the season, if for no other reason, that nothing changes in that respect.